ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Rabbi and Mrs. Chaim Shlomo Metz, Le'ili Nishmas, Rabbi Aaron Brafman Zatzal, Harav Aaron Mordechai ben Shlomo Zalman Zatzal.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize, a full set of Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Gimel brings down the memory Chazal Gedolim Sadikim Yaisim Imalchei Asharis. This is when the Buchanetzer said that he saw in the Kifshana Eish, he saw the Tzadikim, the way Rashi is mans with the Pasik, that he says first the Tzadikim and then the Malach. As you see, a Tzadik is more Choshev than a Malach. As Maral in Sefer Teferis writes that one of the kudus that the Minim or Koifer was in the Cheshivas HaAdam. And they taina that the Gilgalim, the planets, the Malachim are more Choshev than a person. They did everything to be Mamayat to Cheshivas of HaAdam. Abadas Torah is that everything the Bria is L'shamish HaAdam. Das Chacham is L'gadel, the Inyan of Adam, the Chshivas of Adam. This is one of the kudas that he brings, that the Das Philosophim is G'delem Malachim Yaisem Mitzadikim. But Das Chachamim is G'delem Sadikim Yaisem Malachim. But what is the Hadgasha? That in certain Bechinas of Adam, Malach is more Kaddish, a Malach doesn't have a Guf, a Malach is in the Shamayim. As Avad in Gvisar Bechinas, this Malach has Milus over a person. But Ba'ifin Klali, the Gemara is saying that the milas that a person has over a malach, that those milas override the milas that a malach has over a person. That's the way Miyashiv, the rayas that they bring, that malachim have a gvisr shivas that Adam doesn't have. Avada, there's certain things that the malachim have that people don't have. But in the overall picture, when you weigh the milas of Adam connected the milas of Malachim, the milas of Adam are much more weight to them. And Mimela, if you say in the Oifin Klali, Gdolim Sadikim, Yaisamim Malchei Asharis. The question is, what's the Nakud of Gdolim Sadikim, Yaisamim Malchei Asharis? Why is it that way? As Be'emes, let's look at itself, at the place where Chazal v'Megala, the Indian of Gdolim Sadikim, Yaisim v'Malchei Asharis. So here we're talking about Chananya, Mishal v'Zayah, B'teich Kivshon HaEsh. And L'chor, if you look in the pasuk where it's Mizgale, you could say it's also Nizgale, the Muvan and the Indian, why they're Gadol. Chananya, Mishal v'Zayah, Wamasa Nafsham, Al Kedushas Hashem. They could have ran away. The Medrash says that Daniel told them they should hide and they shouldn't. They didn't have to be Moisa Nafshoi, but they wanted to be Moisa Nafshoi because everyone was being Mishtachav El Tzalem. There was a Chil Hashem. As they went ahead and they made a decision, they had Bechira. And it was very, very hard for them. Abafilu Hachi, they were Boicha to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. And that Nakuda, you don't have by a Malach. A Malach doesn't have Bechira, he doesn't have Nisyanis. He does what Hashem tells him to do. Basha'in gain by Adam, Adam has Bechira. Oidi has a Yetzahara that's Moshech him away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It makes it very hard for him to be Ivar Hashem. As Kum Techois, the Kiddush Hashem, that's Yetzah from Adam, you can't compare it to what comes out of a malach. Because the Adam has someone pulling him away, the Yetzahara. He has Bechir, Nafiloach, he's Mekadosh Hashem. As the Kiddush Hashem is on a much, much higher darga. connects dafka over here with Miskala, this Indian of Gdeile Sadikim, Yaisem Imal Chei Hashores, because over here is Nikar, the reason, the Yesoid of Gdeilem Sadikim. You could sushtel to the Gemara in Shabbos, on Peches and Rebbe, the famous Gemara, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to be Mekabel the Torah, and the Malachim said, why are you giving it to people, to Hoytchal HaShamayim, it's more Kavod Hashem, the Torah should stay in Shamayim, the Malachim should learn the Torah, and it should go down to people. And Moshe Rabbeinu answered them that Klum is there, Avodah Zarah kan, that says, Anech Hashem Elochecha, Klum Kibur Avim Yesh kan, L'Sirtzach, L'Sinoif, Klum is there, all the Inyanim of the Torah is Miyuchad for over here. As a Mela, the Tshuva of Moshe Rabbeinu was, Klum Yetzahari Yesh Lachem, also is one of the Lashonos of the Gemara Kilu, that the Ikar Kavod Hashem comes in the Matzav of Nisyonos. When we're Oimiru Mizgaber, that is the Spitz Dag of Kavod Hashem. Zenochinami, the Malachim could learn Torah on high Madrega, but that Avoida, that Amola, that Yigia, that's Miyuchid L'Adam. As a Malachim Tainer, to Kavod Al Shamayim, it's more Kavod Hashem, the Torah should be in Shamayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu answered, no, the biggest Kavod Hashem is that it should be Niskayim in this world. The Ral explains, that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos, Achoyz B'Kisei HaKovid V'Hechselem Tshuva. Why Achoyz B'Kisei HaKovid? Because the Shpitz Kovid Shamayim comes from us, that we have Nisyonos and we're Oymed. And that's the Nakuda, why the Dmus of Yaakov Avinu is Chokuk B'Kisei HaKovid, the Malachim by the Sulam of Yaakov, the Medrash says, they were Oymenu Mistakel Dus Duknoi Shal Yaakov in the Kisei HaKovid, and they were Miskaneboy, his Madregas Me'alu Me'evo La'akol. But why was his Dmus in the Kisei HaKovid? Because his Maisim were Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Ba'ofen HaNiflo B'Yoyser, much more than any Malach could do. As Gdeilim Sadikim, granted, it doesn't say all people, because there are people that Chas V'Shalom are not Mekayim the Torah. Gdeilim Sadikim, Sadikim that are Misgaber, and the Mekadesh Shem Shamayim Yoyser Mimalochi Hasharis, Kol Ma Shebara Kodesh Baruch Hu Baylomo, the last mission of us, Leibora El Lechvoidoi. As the Shpitz Madrega Maile is the Kavod Shamayim HaYoytzer. As that's the Gdeilim Sadikim, Yese Mimalechei Hashores Lafum Sarah Agada Voida Sadikim. The Chofetz Chaim used to say a mashal that there was once a Melech that he sent his he had commandos, he had the special elite group of soldiers, and he needed a mission in a foreign country, that he needed them to do something for the Melucha, as he told them that you have to go get dressed up. And you have to dress up like Hamoin Am and go into the enemy grounds and do something, get something for the Melech and bring it back. He says if you would look at the time when they were dressed up as the Malachim that are the people in the army that are around and watching the Melech, as they're all dressed up in their fancy uniforms with all their medallions, as you would see them, and you would see these spies when they're dressed up, of course, you would think that the people who are dressed up with the fancy uniforms and the medallions are more chashev. But when these people come back and they go and they get what the Melech asked them to do and they come back, about the kovet ha-yotze mehem, the godless that they'll be zeichet to, you can't compare. He says, Bizman hazeh, if we look at a person and we look at a Melech, as a madlach is dressed up fancy with medallions, he's mamish, covered with kaddish, it looks like the malachim are more kaddish. But that's only because the neshamas, the sadikim, were dressed up in a guf, and they have a secret mission that they have to accomplish. Aval asid lavai, when they come back and they have done their mission, and they'll get the covered from the melech, amevin yavin, you can't compare the shivas and the covered that they have, the ones who stood around the Melech and watched the palace for him. Oh, that was the marshal of the Chofetz Chaim, L'Sabra Sa'oizen, there's a little bit of a musig of this mitzias that you have in the Gemara. This nakuda of Delim Sadikim Yaisim Imalche Asharis, this Davra Adoimim, in two other places. One place in the Gemara in Chulin, and Dav Sadik Aleph. Now, but there it says, Chaviv in Yisrael, Yosem Imalche Asharis. As over there, it says Chavivin. It's a different knetch. Yeah. And over there, the Gemara says the Chavivin is because they say Hashem, the Shem Hashem, after less oisius than a malach does, v'oid, that they're Meshabeach Hashem before the malachim. As the Nefesh HaChaim in Sharishin, in Perik Yud, in Perik Yud Aleph, is Marich on this Indian of Gdelem Sadikim, and he says, he has a different Hezbah. We learned the Maila was in the Kovet Shamayim. The Tzadik is Goyer. He learns that the Maila of a Tzadik over a Malach is in the Tikkun HaElam Yisrael Yoinim. Yadua, this is the Nefesh HaChaim in Sharishin, that he is Marich on the Tikkunim in the Ilam Yisrael Yoinim and Avoidam. Emes, this is the Seide HaKabbalah, Seide of the Zoyar and the Arizal. They were Megalatos, that what we do over here, Tuzayf Tikkunim in Shamayim, Arizal, Adhechon, Advar Megim, with Mamish, Mefared, Prite, Protim, the different Tikkunim in Shamayim, and the famous Zoyar, the Arizal was Marchivan, and Ein Lecha Yoyim, that one tefillah is misakin the same thing as another thing. We think over here we're saying the same words. Ablamais and Oilam is Oyoinim, every tefillah tuzay for different tikkun in Shamayim. So that's a misayid is the Zayir, not the Rizal, was Marfir and Masber, how a tuzay for different tikkun in Shamayim. As well as the Sayyidis of Rabbi Seno and Mekubalim Kimuvan, Teichin and Yonim, what it's Mesakin, thus is Mealumeva, thus is Kabbalah, but he's Soid. Every mitzvah, Tuzayf Tikkunim, and Elam Esel Yoinim, but Yetzchah for those Tikkunim, thus is Muva and the Svarim HaKadoshim on our level also. As the Nefesh HaChaim in Sharishin is Marech, and this is Soid that a person shouldn't say, his famous Lashon in Sharishin Perek Dalid, that he shouldn't say, Mani, mani, oise, what am I? What do I do? No, shetedelecha, that mamishoy lomis atali on you. As in Perek Yud Aleph, he's, if he brings this, he's said to the Mekubalim, he's mas, but that's the Indian of Gdele Tzadikim, Yaisam Imalche Yasharas Gamkein. The Tikkunis in the Lomis El Yoinim, to be Mechaber, Mekadesh, Mereimim, Meir, the Lomis El Yoinim, that's Miyuyid for an Adam, a Malach, doesn't have the same koyach that we do. V'oid, even if a malach is mishtalach and a gvisa inyan to be misakin, Abba Adam is nageya b'chol oilomis, b'chol oinyonim. Is the massif l'kol ha-machanes, is kol ha-koychesh shel abriya b'taychoy. That's nasa Adam, kol koychesh shel abriya b'taychoy. As everything that he does touches all chalkim shamayim. As a melo, that's the Gdelim Tzadikim, and that's the reason why the Malachim can't be Meshabeach until we're Meshabeach, Zog the Nefesh HaChaim, because their whole Koyach of Tikkunim comes from us. As a melo, first we have to be Meshabeach, and then they could be Meshabeach. As thus is noch a Knech, noch a Hezber, the Gdelim Tzadikim, Yesem Imalchei Hasharis. The Gemara over there is Madgish, the Chaviv in Yisrael, Yesem Imalchei Hasharis. That's Chaviv Takodesh Baruch Hu, the Avoid of Klal Yisrael. Hakodesh Baruch Hu says to us in Shir Hashirim, Ki Koylech Orev, Hashem loves to hear a voice, a tefillah, a Torah. This is Chaviv in Yisrael, the Avoid of Yisrael, Yesem Imalchei Hasharis. The Nefesh HaChaim is Masber Kefi Darkoi, which is Alpi Soid. And after to be Masber the Gemara, Alpi Nigle, Alpi the Soid that we learned up in the Gemara over here, that being that the over here there's an Asayin, this is the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, Ala Torah, that the Shpitz Chvivus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what an Adam says, more than what a Malach. Why? Because we have a Yetzirah, it's hard for us, and a Filu Hachi, we say it, and we fight, and we work on ourselves, and we daven as it's chaviv tashem yaiser from a malach that doesn't have any nesiyanis. As thus is a chi chaviv lashem that we're working, we're doing, and we're trying. Like a father, a son does something for a father, he appreciates it. When a son works so hard to do it for a father, he appreciates more. As thus is chaviv in Yisrael, yaiser me malachay hasharis. As the feast says, Kishmak, why they could say the Shem Hashem quicker, why they Mishabeach first, because it's more chaviv, they avoid the Hashem. You find one more Medrash Chazal in Parshas Balak, which is also brought down, that it says, Ru ma poyel kel. And when Balak gives the brachas to Klal Yisrael, as he says, that the Yidden are so great that they see Ma Poel Kel, as Rashi brings down the Medrash Chazal, that means even Koidim the Malchi Hasharis, that the Malachim Oleis the Sadikim Lasid Lavoi, when the Noilam Haba, what did Hashem say? So over here you see the Mile of Sadikim Lasid Lavoi, that they'll be Lefnim Mechitzes closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As whoever's more close to Hashem has a much bigger tainuk. As the asag will be bigger than Malachim, and maybe the tainuk will be bigger than Malachim. And over there, Rashi uses Lashon Chavivim Tzadikim Yaiser, like the Gemara in Chulin. And that's another place, another Hadgosha, where you see Gdeila Tzadikim Yosef from the Malachi Asharis over there is going on the Schar Shela Asad Lavoi. The last Marmokam will be Mitzayin Al Sashlom Es Asugi is a Medrash Tanchuma and Trivas Parshas Vayikra brings that says Gdeila Adam also over there brings a Rai Yaakov and that say Echa Malach. You see that he's more Choshev than a Malach. Other Rai is Ayin Sham. The Gemara then says, that about the Ela B'Tomer, Oichze B'Sanzonov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ela B'Tomer, Eli Yisrael, V'achshav Lo Yola V'Yod, L'Sanzon Echot Shol, Chananya Mishol, V'Azariya. What does it mean, Ela B'Tomer? That's around Masha says, a very good Shmak of Pshat, that a tzaddik is goyim she's ala the shmoy shal yisbarach ba'elamai. He did that which he does mitzvahs. He's goyim that Hashem shem should be nisala miskadesh ba'elamai. Of in that door that they were mishtachav el etzelem, as they did a chil Hashem, they did hepach the inyan of kiddush Hashem, as they weren't meraimim the shem shamayim. But there were three tzaddikim shevedar that were masr nafshom makdusha shmoy sheyisal shmoy. That was Chananya, Mishael, Vezaya. Zamati ela b'tamar, because ayidei the avoda of tzaddikim and amid hachamim, what it does is it makes an ilui to the shkidah shem shamayim in the world, the chshivas of the shem shamayim in the world. Well, I say that there were three tzaddikim that they did it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was. So at least by them, he still had that Indian of Ela B'Tamar. That the Svarim HaKadoshim, you could say the Nakud of Ela Shamayim, is the Tikkunis in Olam Esel Yainim that is going Me'ilui to the Shechina. That came Ayidei these three Sadiqim. So you have two ways of learning what the Aliyah Hashem is that it's Ala Shmai B'Olam, or boy from Ruchni in the Olam Esel Yainim, it's going with Ilui to the Shechina. It's Nirmaz in the Tama, Rashi's Mitzayin to the Gemara and Sukkah, Shetama Yesh Leilev Echad LaShem. As you could say over here, this is the Gresta Hakara, Nikar, and a person that he's Leilev Echad LaShem, when he's willing to give up everything that he has, his life, he's willing to give it for Hashem, Ein Lecha Leilev Echad LaShem, Gadol Mizeh. As that's the mice of Chananya, Mishael, V'Azariah, and the Mesiris Nefesh, as they were saying, Yesh Lam Leiv Echad L'Shamayim. Then the Gemara continues, and it says, brings a pasuk, Yisalayla Yesh Reichav Al Sus Edoim, which is Midas Adin, Oymit ben Adasim Asher b'mitzulo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Risi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zbikesh Lahavis Kol Olam Kulo Lalayla. Kiven Shnistako V'chananyu Mishol V'Azayya V'Tzadikim Niskara Daito Shnem of Oymit ben Adasim Ben Adasim El Tzadikim. First in the Gemara, that's not only Hanani, Mishael, Vazayah, but it's a mashal for tzaddikim of every dar. Like by Yimun es Adasa, by Esther, by Mitzula Ela Bovel. The sefer that one time wanted to say, the reason why it's taken from Adasim, is Adasim grows Bedafka in a Mitzula, in a makam which is Nimshal Agalus, Lebovel, as a filu hachi. It grows yafe and it comes out a beautiful hadas. So that's the tzaddikim, even when they're in the galus of afilu hachi, they go with the yafe of a tzaddik. As over here we see the koyach of the tzaddikim shebedar, that even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kilu in a matziv where Hashem was being like b'midas adin, was out to be ma'anish, abistakel b'tzaddikim, that tzaddikim are goyim lahapich midas adin l'midas harachamim. That's what we find in Parashas Noach. Rashi says that when it was time for the Mabul, as the shame Yud gave Vovke, which is the shame of rachamim, gave them an einish. Why? Because v'shayim are mahapich the midas harachamim to cause it to do midas adin. The Hezbir is pashit. At certain times, the midas harachmim is to be ma'anish the rishayim, because that's the best thing for them. The idach, when it says that v'yisker elokim es noyach, when it was time to save noyach from the mabul, it uses the shame of elokim, which is midas adin. As Rashi brings the medrash, that it was mahapich midas adin, this godel's the koyach of tzaddikim, that the mahapich midas adin, the midas harachmim. It's called a koyach of a tzaddik of the dar. Kodem kol, it's a limud l'didon. We should be miyakir at tzaddikim. We don't know who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at in the world and who is goyim rachmanis on kol adar. You could be meisif that what's tak of the pshat that Hashem looked at Hananiah, Mishael, Vazayah, and he was mahapich the midas adin al kol ha dar. As the Maisa, what was the Chedad Adar that was Goyrim the Midas Adin? As the Chedad Adar that was the Goyrim the Midas Adin was because Kulam was a Shtachabu Litzalem. As everyone was doing the Ched. As what did Hanani, Mishael, Vazariah did? They went exactly the opposite of the Dar. And they didn't do the Chedad Adar. As that was goyrim, that Hashem should be matzal the dar, because they were tzaddikim that were oymed, even at a time when it was mitzula, when it was choshek, when it was galus, and people were doing chet. Afilu, hochi, they went ahead and they masakin. As that has the koyach, ubezeim tiknu esakol. As lamashal, ledugma, in a dar that everyone has iPhones, as when there are yechidim, that they're able to be mitgaber, either when they have to have one, they have a shmir on theirs, or they don't have one machlal. As that's kilo being pirates, the gidre hador, the chatoyim of the dar. As that is a nifladik a koyach, to be machaper al kol hador. Chutz mizeh, the tzaddik who's oymeru mizgaber, gets a nifladik a schar. That's a pshat in the beginning of Avis. It says that Asara Darius before Avram was choyte, and Avram was neitel schar keneged kol ha-darius. He took the schar of all the darius. What's the pshat? As a mafarshim ha-mazbir, that kilu, they were all choyte, as when he came, he did the avoido shel kulam, because he had to be mesak in all the chatayim. As for him, they were all evdei avoido zara. As in a door that was malay of the avodah zarah, Avraham Avinu was mischazik and maimin b'Hashem. He was makir as palabira. As he went lehepach of kol ador, that's why it's called Avraham Ivri, kula mevezeh v'hu me'evi lezeh. As he went keneged kol ador, as a maimu is neitel schar keneged kulam. As us is the Gribu Koyach, when a person to give ourselves chizuk and yanim that we hold fast even when other people are not doing that way. As we said, a dugma for an ish, a mashal a dugma for an isha, that wearing that sneezdika clothing, tight clothing, or long shaitos or vuchule, things that are keneged the das of what chachamim would want, as everyone, a lot of people do it, it could be a big messiah, short skirts, vuchule. When a person is oimed and misgaber, it's nifla b'yaisa, it's naitel schar keneged kulam. And Berveh Suha Kaddish Baruch Hu looks at and who's being saving the dar, be mahapach midas adin, la midas rachamim. Maven Yovin, bischar that he's mahapach midas adin, la midas rachamim for kol klal yisrael, avad is mahapach midas adin, la midas rachamim la'atzmai. The Gemara then is that Rabbanan Leichon also what happened to Hanani Mishal Azaria, we don't find that they talk about him. Zamarav Ba'ayin Haramesu Shmuel Amar V'roik Tavu Divrim Shat. As the Ramah and the Rasha Amitzayin very Gishmak, this Rav and Shmuel is Lashitasa Yitabam Metziah Dav Kuzayin Amit Beis. Rav over there says, Mimean Neshim, Mason Tesha, Vetisha, Me Ayin Hara. 99 people die from Ayin Hara. As you see, that Rav Shita is, the Ayin Hara causes Misa by so much. As he learned over here, that's what the reason also. But Shmuel was Chalik Shal, no. Ayin Hara doesn't have such a strong kaya, because there's no reason to be Taila on Ayin Hara. So Meili says a different shot. Right, Mesu, the Ramah, the Marsha explain about the Kipshuta, it's just a mashal. Kipshuta is very hard to understand. They spit on them until they die. As they say, it's a mashal, and each one is Masber, Kedarka, Bekoidesh, what it means. And then continues with the story of Acha Besidkio, the two Nevi'a Sheker, that they went around and they told women that Hashem, Achav told women that Hashem said that you should be mezana, even though they were eshesish and they were goyim, you should be mezana with Sidkio and you'll have a son that was a Navi. And Sidkio told all the women you should be mezana with Achav and you'll have a son that you're a Navi. So what was the seif? They went to Bas Nebuchadnezzar. She told her father and their father killed them because of it. Kodim Kol, you see the chet that they did in a Hanami, they got away with it for a while. But at the end, what happened? The chet kufa was garam the misa shalahem. It looks like you're getting away with it. Chet kufa is garam the misa shalahem. The people that are mezana and they get gevisir diseases, which causes them to be mace. Gilui of Mashinemer and this Gemara, Misha Mechal Shem Shemaim Beseser, Ephraim Imenu Begolui. He wasn't Alagamri Beseser, but you do a chet, the chet goof is manish you. And there's another Hadgosha. They did a chet of Znus, which is Gefelach, but they did in the Oifin that was Mavaza Kodesh Baruch Hu. He said, Hashem was mitzvah on Znus, which is something everyone in the world knows is a davar shel ganai. As they were going, b'zayin shem shemayim, b'einei bnei adam, the way they looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As nira mishum zeh, they were nenash, that it says, nanasa l'moshal l'klala, that the pasuk says that whenever anyone wanted to be makal someone, they said it should be, you should be like Acha v'sidkiyo. Dainu, as the oynish, as the bizayin shem shamayim that they did, as they were nenash, that their shame should be nizbazah la'olam, that they're the examples of bizayin. And what they were nenash with the ish is the hadgosha that they were lehebach of Chananya. Chananya mishof hazariah, they were makadish shem shamayim, as they were nitzel mea ish. Mashengen they who were mavaza shem shamayim eish sorifasam. Mar brings that they told you should take Yeshua. He said they had three. When at three is, you should take Yeshua Kohen Gadol with us when you throw us into the Kivshon. Yeshua was saved, but his begadim were burnt. Why was his begadim burnt? As the Gemara says, because his banim were nasu she'ino hagen lahem. As what's the Indian why? It says that his begadim were burnt. As Yadua, the side of the Svarim HaKadoshim, that Amos B'Shem Dezoya, the Svarim HaKadoshim, bring down that loss of Lavoi, the Hashem is mislavish, not in the only in the guf, but the kisui of the neshama is the mitzvahs that a person does become the begadim of the neshama. As a melo, when a person does mitzvahs, his goyim that his lavush, alasad lavai, should be a ruchnis dika lavush, which is yafe v'nifla v'yaisa, kifi the goydel. Raimimusa mitzvah, the kavan in the mitzvah, the taira and the dikduka mitzvah. This is lamashal keser ha-taira. Literally, taira makes a keser. Shabbat asad lavai. The famous Yisoy, the Svarim HaKadoshim bring down. One of the makairas the Svarim HaKadoshim bring is from this Indian of the begadim of Yeshua, that it was a remez for this Indian of begadim, that when there's a begam of chet, as it's begam in the begadim of a person, because lasad lavai, the mitzvahs, the adam is mislamish in his mitzvahs, and those are his begadim. It's because he wasn't meiche, it was his children, but because he wasn't meiche, and when you don't have meiche, it's yochet, you have a sheiches to the chet too. That's why you look in the Navi in Zechariah, as the Navi continues, then Hashem told Yeshua to the Navi, the Malach, to take the begadim soyim from Yeshua and dress him up with begadim yafim. Could you tell you learn the Navi? It sounds like his begadim were dirty, and the Malach told him you should put on nice begadim. Well, if he says of this Svarim HaKadoshim, it's a hecher pshat that Kiilu Rashi brings down that Ayidei that he did Shuva, and he told them to stop marrying their wives. As a male, he was misakin his begadim. Now his begadim was misyapeh. So Hashem took off the begadim haroyim. That's what Shuva does. It's a kibus. Literally a washing machine. Just like you have begadim that are dirty, you wash them, it comes out clean. As lasad lava, your mitzvahs and the averus make begadim for a person. And Shuva is mahapach, the begadim that a person wears, lasad lava. Then the Gemara brings the Maisa with Rus. And Pius gave her a six oira, and the Gemara says, why? Derech of a tzaddik to give so little for staka. As Ramazlosh, Asidim Shesh Bonim Lotis, Mimenu, Shanis Borchim Beshesh Brachas, Veilu Hain, David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria. And over here is a remez gadol. I'd like to learn that when the remez is in this pasuk, Maisa Hasera Sheiches to this pasuk. As near Nadvarim, that why was she zeicha to this kavaldiga madriga? As kaidim kol, you just see. A person never knows how far his avoid is mashpia. The avoid of Rus was goyim that she should have so many miyuchadika grandchildren that have tremendous milus to them. And all was mikoyach, the avoid of Rus. Zocha v'yotzesel mimeno. I know b'schusa. She was zeichet to her children, her grandchildren. Thus is gvaldi gezach. You know, sometimes we do a mitzvah, we don't realize how far the hashlachas are of a mitzvah, how much you'd be zeicha for. What was the tzad hashav l'kol abonim mekidush Hashem shalem? David, Mashiach, Hananya, Mishael, Vazayan, Daniel. It's nira that that's the mechina, that she made a kiddush Hashem gadol. Yadua, the Medrash says that she was a princess, she was the daughter of the Melech Amayav. And she gave up her life of riches to go back to become a Yid. I see that she could have been a malka, live in a palace, get amazing food, the best food in the world, have the most beautiful clothing. And what did she do? She gave up everything to be a yid, and she was going to pick Maisa, she was going to pick from Matnas Aniyim in the Soda. She gave up so much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As that mida that she had, that she went and she gave up everything, even though she knew she would be an ani and she would have to pick Matnas Aniyim, that was her Kiddush Hashem, that was Gadol. As Boaz was meramis her in the matana that he gave her, that Bishum Zeh, you're going to be Zeicha to children that have tremendous milas to them. You're going to be Maisif, that's why she was Zeicha to be nice in the Ishmi Yehuda. As Umar in Saita says, that Yehuda was Makadish Shem Hashem Berabim. Because that's why the Shem Yudas Yud K Vav K in it. He was Makadish Shem Hashem Berabim. When he was Maidis Sadka Mimeni. This is a Kiddush Hashem. He admitted he did a chet. He embarrassed himself. L'man Hashem, as that was a Kiddush Hashem Barabim. As because she did such a nifla de gedarga of Kiddush Hashem, as she was zeicha to that mishpacha of Yehuda, who was Mekadosh Shem Hashem Barabim, and she was zeicha to the Malchus of David, which was from the Malchus that were the biggest Kiddush Hashems in the world, Bez Hashem to Mashiach. Will be the one who will be Makadosh Shem Hashem Berabim Boifet HaNifla B'Yoyser. Lama Vav Mailis As Ki Yedua Ois Vav is the Ois HaChibar. You want to be Mechaber something, you use Ois Vav. As Kiddush Hashem is being Mechaber the Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world and being Makadosh the Shem Hashem in this world. As because she was Mekadosh Shmoi in this world, she was Mechaber, the Shem Yud Kei, to the Vav Achiba, to bring it into the Hay of Olam Hazeh. As a Mela, she was Zeicha to children with Vav Mailas. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara's mind are the different Mailas of her grandchildren. Because David Milus were Milus of the Talmud HaChomim. Shiach Milus is Milus of Siyata Deshmaya, Ruach Hashem. And Daniel, Hananya, Mishal, Vazaya, Milus in the Guf, the Koichis HaGuf. But each one was Zeicha to the Milus in different ways. First, it brings down with David, the Pasuk that says the Milus was Dayek that was upteaching David HaMelech. And he said, Seish Milus. As Amar Rav, Kol HaPasuk Hazeh Lo Yomer Doeg, Ela B'Loshon Hara. What was the Loshon Hara of Doeg? B'Chol Loshon Hara is when you say Gnus. As over here, he was saying Amayla. Why is it Loshon Hara? As the Gemara explains, because he said Milsa D'Loi Havi B'Shoel, as he was going Mechalishas Das to Shoel, that David was more Choshev B'Kaneba. As he was going Shaul to be Makanaba. As this Gemara is the Makar, that there's two Unyanim and two Dinim in Lashon Hara. There's one Din of Lashon Hara when you say Gnus, when you say bad things about people. But there's another Indian of Lashon Hara, even when you're saying a Shvach. But when you say the Shvach, you're going Mehezek to the person, are you there saying a Shvach? That's also Lashon Hara. As this Gemara is the Makar of that Indian of Lashon Hara. And you're sitting in front of a Rosh Yeshiva, a Magid Shir, and you're being Mishabeach Ma'oid, another Magid Shir. One Magid Shir, you know, people that could say, wow, this Magid Shir has 600 Talmidim, 1,000 Talmidim, and then the Magid Shir you're talking to is Nebuch 2 Talmidim, yeah? Kimasach Halishas Adas. Speaking about a bocher in front of a bocher, while this bocher in the shir, he's nifladik, he's a masmid, he's always up, and the other bocher's not. You're talking about parents, children, a wife. You never know who you're talking to. You could cause sometimes a tremendous lishas adas. And here you are, you're being mishabeach, but if you're mishabeach in a oifin that you cause people lishas adas, and sometimes even to give an ayin hara, Is he being mazik? This is another Indian of Shmir Saloshin, Moitzorich Lizorva. As the Gemara says, the Milas of David, which is really Kiluim, the Milas of a Talmud Chacham Bilimudai, where Al Bisefer Netzach is Mazber, Yedei Elishol, as the Gemara learns it out from the Lashon of Yedei Nagin. He knows how to sing. Zog Gemara, what's the dimyon to a song? Because a song is Mesameach. He says, a good question is Mesameach Hashoimim. A person you're learning, and all of a sudden, perhaps a Naya Shaila is Mesameach. Kimdumani, you could add a knesh to it. Yedei Elishol, meaning there's some people that ask good questions, but they're not Yedei Elishol. When they ask the question, they don't ask it in a way that you appreciate it. Yedei Elishol means he knows how to put down a question in a good way that everyone will understand the chomer of the question. That's the dimyon to a nagin, that one of the koiches of nigun is not just knowing how to make nice noises. You have to yedei ech l'sader a nigun, that it should be a tainuk for people to hear. As yedei elishol is he knows how to ask a question in a way that people will open up your eyes. Wow, have to work on. Gibur chayil is yedei elohashiv. I know when someone asks a question, as Kielu, it makes that the idea in the sugya is not strong. There's a question. Somebody who knows how to be mitchazek, again, there's a question. He knows how to be mitchazek and negative question. Afilu hachi lahav in a sugya. As Kielu is menatzeach es hashayla. That's a gibur chayil. Many people, as soon as you ask them a question, they'll give up. They won't even try to answer. Think. Work. Try to come to an answer. Yeah. There's a story, you know, we think the Dalam, as soon as he asked them the question, they came out with the Teretz. A famous story from Nachum, had a Mahalach on the Rajba, Geshmak a Mahalach. As he told one person, this Mahalach, there's one night, he went back and forth and back and forth the whole night. He had a Shailah on the Rajba, just pacing the floor, saying over the words of the Rajma, thinking back and forth, saying over the words, till after hours and hours, he finally came up with the Gevaldig Pshat that he came up with. I think by Gdelem, everything happened, miyad, as soon as he asked the question, he answers, no, Husna Voide, he was a Gibur Chayil. He sat, he worked on the question, he said over the question, he said over the Lashon Rishonim. He looked back in the Lashon Rishonim after you have the question, maybe there's a remez in Rashi to answer, a remez in the Rajma. Even if there's no remez, but maybe if I hear the words over and over again, as maybe if I think into it, I'll come up with a teretz. Amara says Novin Dover, that is Mavin Dover, Mitoich Dover. Thus is the Indian of Limud Bahavana. To be Mavin Dover, Mitoich Dover. So many people, they learn a sugya as soon as they get the Pirish Amilim, you have the art school, the Schattenstein, they understand the Gemara. Megetzach Vaita. Abba Ma'ilav Talmud Chacham is Limud Bahavana. To learn and to be Misamik and to be Mavin Dover, Mitoich Dover. It doesn't be'emes the Koyach of Chiddush that we have. To be Mechadish from the Havana, Mitoich the Oymet Inyan. Other mile is Hashem Imoy Shemachavin La Locha. As over here you see that you need a Gavisa Siyata Deshmaya to be Machavin La Locha. People that are Mamish Chazed Achoyme many, many times, yet when you ask them a question, La Locha, they don't get it right. They don't have that Siyata Deshmaya. They can be people that are brilliant, but they come out with the wrong psak halacha. How could it be so brilliant? He knows everything so well. To see yata dishmaya, to be machaven la halacha. A because what makes a person be a good paisik is not only that he has a lusha memory, you even have people that have photographic memories. It's not enough. You need siyata d'shmaya also. Loi mi voi to when you're coming to the chiddush of halacha of medama milsa and milsa vado over there, you need siyata d'shmaya. But many times, even in things that you know and you learn, you still need siyata d'shmaya. In the story with Shmuel, Avadi at siyata d'shmaya, but at one time Shmuel was, they called him to be a Masada Kedushin. And the chassana that he was supposed to be a Masada Kedushin, as one of the side's parents were Nifter, as a famous Gemara in Ksubis, that Afiluhachi Machnisin the Chassan Vekala, and he said, you machnis the Chassan Vekala to the Chuppah. As afterwards, Rav Ozna called the Shmuel and he told him, the Maisa the Shach says that Bezman Hazeh, that the Sudas are made by the walls, it's not Negev that Halacha anymore. As Rav Shmuel said, that Rav Shach, I said over my Shekhali, it's not the fact I didn't learn the Shach, he knew the Shach. He said, Elavos, a person has to be Makiris Makai, my job is the Rosh Yeshiva. And my job wasn't when such a shaila came up. I said, should I ask the paisik what to do? It wasn't my job as a Rosh Yeshiva to be a Moira Halacha. So I didn't have the siyata d'shmaya. After that, he was mekabel on himself that if ever a shaila comes up, la halacha, one of these kind of shailas, he would ask the paisik first. You see that he knew the shach, he said, Oven Sheklali, Abashem Imai. That Kiulu, there was a who knows what it is. Rav Shmuel was Nifladek, Siyata Dishmaya Bachol Drachov. Before he came to Gris Indian, that it wasn't his normal. Kiulu, there was a, like Rav Shmuel himself said on himself, he should have been Baidik with a Paisik. As this is the Siyata Dishmaya. And Kimuvan, the Siyata Dishmaya comes in the Ernstkeit and the Dikduk Baloch and Yiras Hashem is Megala the Torah. That's why people, you know, I'll ask a modern day rabbi what he thinks. Yeah, it could be he's brilliant. Abba Hashem Imai? Is he a Yuri Hashem Kirai? Is he on the Darga Avodas Hashem that he has the Siyata Dishmaya Valocha Kemaisai Bechol Makom? Shlodin Belina, many times he could bring rayas and thus. I mean, you see, sometimes you see the tshuvas they write. It looks like, wow, they ask sometimes so on a tshuva and Moshe, the person asks from this Gemara, that Gemara, that Gemara. It sounds impressive, like Imamish knows what he's saying. Type of anyone who learned the Gemaras and remembers the Gemaras will know you can Imamish be Miyasha the rayas. It could look impressive. But the mice is Hashem Imoy in the Psak. So the koyach of Gdolim and Talmidei Chacham Amiti and that they go with the Siyata Dishmaya of Hashem Imai. And then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara brings that they were Sarisim. My Sarisim, Rava Masrisim Mamish. The Magolius Hayam, Sefer Sanhedrin, brings down a bunch of sugyas where Rav always darshans kipshutai, and Shmuel and other mandiyomrim darshan not kipshutai. He wants to tie to that skilu Rav Lushitasai that he always darshans all over that you try to do it kipshutai. Then the Gemara brings down afterwards on the bottom of Nachman by Yitzhak. Oh, the Gemara says, Michli, call me Lide Ezra, Nechemye ben Chukaloi, Rindu. Nechemye ben Chukaloi, my time will Igri Sifra al Shmei. Rabbi Yerubi Amma, Mifne Shechichsik Toiva Latzvai, Nazucho Lia Lakaila Toiva. As over here, you see that a person can be machzik trivel atzmas. Klidim kol is one ad gosh. It says, "Kol mi li de Ezra Nechemya Amra, my time alegri sefer al shmei." As we bezman ezeh have a sefer Ezra and a sefer Nechemya. Of the Gilyan Ashas, Beyach of Zayin Amibiz, is Medayik from the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin, and Rashi over there in Beyach of Zayin Amibiz, that in the times of the Gemara, there was only one Sefer called Ezra. As that's what it means, that the Taka was no Sefer called Nechemya. And he says, that's what our Gemara is saying, Mikri Kol Milid Ezra Nechemya Amrino. My time Allah Yikri Sikfar Shmei. The Chida has a Shailas Tshuva Sefer Chaim Shaul, and he says that La'achaz Man, as time went on, as the man, it became Nitfas as Nechemya VeEzra, something that happened later on. He says Kinirim in Hashemayim was Nischap Alay Alachet, as in Meila, after a certain amount of time, the Sefer was Yikra Al Shemayim. And the Gemara was asking, because at that time, the Taka was only a Sefer Ezra. And what's the reason why he was Nenash? He was Nenash because he's Machzik Toif Alahatzmai. As Ra'al explains, that he gave Kavod to himself instead of giving Toif to Hashem, as the Einish was, that it was Nokoch Mimenu the Kavod, and he didn't have a Sefer Sheikari Al Shmai, which would have been a Kavod for him. What's Taka the problem of being Machzik Toiv La'atzmai? As the Masha says, that Me'emes, we're M'chuyiv to do so much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how could we ever say we're Roy to get Toiva? Hashem does for us much, much more than what we do for Hashem. As the problem with Achzokis Toiva is Be'emes, we're really M'chuyiv to do much, much more. We're never doing enough. The person can never be machzik toivu la'atzmai. It's a chesed Hashem that Hashem gives us the schar for what we do. But we shouldn't be machzik toivu la'atzmai. I feel we deserve it. The Gemara afraid that David was machzik toivu la'atzmai. As ever the Gemara, David rachmi hudika boy. As if Yenis and Haibshitz, in the Yaris Dvash Chedi Kalash, Dvash Chetz Vos, is very gishmak. But if you look, there's a shinoi because it's from the Shem Hashem that they use. David used Zachreini Hashem, Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Shem of Rachamim. That's David Rachmi the Gabai. Aber Nechemya used the Shem of Zichrili Eloi Kei L'toi, which is the Shem of Midas Adin, as he felt he deserved it, Alpi Midas Adin. And the Gemara says, Nachamandi Yom Rav Yosef Om of Neshesiba Bignus on Shal Rishayim. He was Mesap in the Gnus of Rishayim. Of Rishayim, sorry. And even in Daniel. As Ra'al explains, Dainu is Miskavid B'chloin Chaveira. He said he did a better job than the earlier ones, even though they were Sadiqim. As the Einish of Miskavid B'chloin Chaveira, he puts down someone else to lift him up. Is that his covet is taken away, and Meila, the Sefer wasn't written al Shmai. And that's the famous Yerushalmi in Chagiga in the beginning, that somebody was a miskavet b'chloin chaveira ein lo chelek lo elam haba. Rambam in Elchosh Tshuva, when he lists off the ilush einam chelek lo elam haba, he brings down miskavet b'chloin chaveira, he brings down this Yerushalmi. As the shayla is, what's the chachoy medika oynish of miskavet b'chloin chaveiroi? But we see over here that akol b'ikar d'briya is litin kovid l'Hashem akol bara l'chvoidai. And who adin min ha'ikar b'in adam l'chaveiroi is to give kovid l'chaveirim, to be makvid al kovid chaveircha. When someone lowers the covet of Aschaver, kidei that he should get covet, is going lehepech ikir kavona sabriya. So mainly it's ein lechelik lo elam haba. The pinish vi, it's only over there if he's ragel, if he doesn't want. The Rambam says no, it's only someone who's ragel. But we see the chaim and the inyan
not be miskaved b'chulayin chaverim. Kol shkein over here was a tzaddik. Zuchah ainu ra'i, as he was nenesh for this Indian. You know, it's very important. This is a limud l'didon. Ma'aseh Nechemya was poil a lot for Klal Yisrael. What was in the kuda, he was machzik toiv. I deserve a lot of credit for what I do. Boy, I even did better than the tzaddikim and the Darius Rishonim. My mamash was tikkunim that no one else did. Something that we have to be very careful from. Many times we do things and we feel special. We voice it, and even if it's on the expense of others, careful a person has to be. We should feel, thank you Hashem, that He gave us the opportunity that we're able to be poil for Klal Yisrael. And never chas v'shalom to put down another yid and say, I'm doing a better job.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.